Chinese Ambassador to Saudi Arabia Li Chen Wen said fruitful results are expected during the visit.
Leaders from the two countries are expected to witness the signature of a series of contracts in fields of capacity cooperation, aviation technology, nuclear and renewable energy. The two sides will in particular make progress in capacity cooperation and the One Belt and One Road projects.
In the Arab policy paper published by the Chinese government 1 week before the visit, a 1+2+3 cooperation pattern is highlighted. It sets energy partnerships as a core, infrastructure construction and trade and investment facilitation as two wings, and high and new technologies in nuclear energy, satellites and new energy as three breakthroughs. He Wenping is a professor at the Institute of West Asian and African Studies, Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. She says both sides have plenty to offer one another in the area of trade.
Saudi Arabia is rich in oil and gas. The revenue from these resources has laid a good foundation for its economy. But its infrastructure construction is quite poor. China has helped Saudi Arabia building light rails, and the two sides have also have great cooperation potential in nuclear. As crude oil prices are dropping, Saudi Arabia is now suffering financial difficulties. It needs to absorb investment abroad.
Guan Qingyou, executive director of Minshen Securities Research Institute, pointed out that as Saudi Arabia plans to invest $45 billion in building 7,000-kilometer railway network from 2013 to 2023, China, with advantages in technology and cost, will be an ideal partner to promote Saudi Arabia's infrastructure construction. Professor Li Xiaoxian is the dean of the Arab Research Institute at Ningxia University. He said that in the context of current situation, China can play an active and constructive role in promoting economic development in the Middle East.
What the Middle East needs most is stability and economic recovery. Since stability is based on economic development, what the region needs most now is economic reconstruction. As you know, China is accelerating the One Belt, One Road initiative, which benefits the development of the Middle East.
China is Saudi Arabia's largest importer and the second largest exporter, while Saudi Arabia is China's largest trading partner among the 22 Arab countries and the biggest oil supplier. Trade between the two sides reached $69 billion in 2014, 230 times of that in 1990. For CRI, this is Qian Xiaoming.